You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Has anyone ever come up to you and asked, "Have you got right with God?" It's a fair question coming right out of human experience. People have a feeling that they ought to get right with God, arising out of an ingrained sense that they have not been doing right by Him. How does one get right with God? St. Paul answered that question quite simply and bluntly. You do not get right with God. He puts you right with Him. After all, He is God, and you are not in a position to get right with Him, no matter how hard you try. A righteous and just God has taken action purely out of the goodness of His heart to put you right with Him, as you could not possibly put yourself right with Him through mountains of prayers and heaps of righteous acts which you might pile up to please Him. When it comes to getting right with God, either He does it or nothing happens at all except further alienation from Him. How does God put you right with Him? In a marvelous passage of his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17, Paul answers that question with two words: in Christ. It is in Christ that reconciliation takes place between you and God. You are not alone. You may feel all alone. Your loneliness may have caused you to consider how to get right with God. But you are not alone. God's initiative in Christ is for the whole world, including you. God's secret disclosed to the whole world is in Christ, His own unique and eternal Son, sent by His Father on a mission of salvation for people everywhere, including you. The story of the Son, become altogether human, is there for everyone to read. It's there to be proclaimed from the Word of God Himself. The good news of God is in Christ, and it is true and right altogether. What is more, it tackles the problem of humanity right at its root, which is our inability to get right with God, no matter how hard we try. Paul started out by saying, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, you've got a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come." This whole business comes from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That kind of talk runs against the grain of most people. They'd like to feel that they can build up a pretty good case for themselves with God. Some have argued themselves out of the idea that they need God at all, and others have argued themselves into the idea that God must be pretty well pleased with them because of all the kind things they've been planning to do and the good reputation they've been able to build up. After all, they've been standing up for Him, haven't they? He ought to be pleased. Once upon a time, this man Paul talked like that himself and thought like that. His eyes were opened when he came to meet Christ, or rather when Christ came to meet him on the Damascus Road. In that moment, his whole fine feathered life was shattered into bits. Later on, Paul said, "I had the zeal of the Lord, but without knowledge." How do you get right with God? Listen to St. Paul. Anyone who is in Christ becomes a new creation. The old goes by the board, and the new comes in to take up residence. Every little bit of what happens comes from God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Getting right with God is the human view of reconciliation. Being put right with God through Christ is the divine view of reconciliation. How are people who have trouble reconciling their checkbook balance with the bank statement going to come out reconciling themselves to God, getting right with God. Reconciliation between people is often a question of sitting down to settle differences, because invariably there's fault on both sides. Reconciliation with God is a question of appeasing the just and righteous one offended by actions and attitudes that are not only self-destructive, but directly contemptuous of him, ignoring his will and even rebelling against it. People often try to get right with God through a bunch of nice little pieties which are supposed to impress him and to indulge that old natural feeling that one ought to be doing something to get right with God. Somebody has called that natural religion because it comes to people quite naturally. Ben Hogan, a famous golf player of another era, once said about his game, "Whatever you do naturally in golf is wrong. You may get a good drive or even a good iron shot, but the next one goes into the woods." Practicing natural religion, people often say, "I don't hurt anybody. I lead a good and clean life. I try to be decent to others." Many feel, "Isn't that good enough? How could God ask for more?" Others who think of themselves as Christians make the gospel of Jesus Christ into a new law, a kind of moral ladder they must climb to be acceptable to God. The gospel of God in Christ turns all of that thinking upside down, right on its head. "It was God who was in Christ," said Paul, as pointedly as he could, "reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us, and has put in us that word of reconciliation." Here was a man who had been trying to strike a bargain with God, doing all kinds of things that he thought would please God. He went to the length of dragging people off to jail just because they were Christians. He thought it was pleasing to God. He was serving the good cause of religion. Then he found out in Christ that you can't strike a bargain with God. It won't work. All the fervor, all the passion, all the piety, and all the sincerity of humanity do not attract as much attention from God as the flower in the garden beginning to open up, or the young bird beginning to spread its wings. There's one thing altogether human which does attract the attention of God. Sometimes it's called contrition, and at other times repentance. The fine-feathered Pharisee with his grandiose prayer, emphasizing all those I's, "I thank thee, God, that I am not as other men are," was not nearly as impressive to God as the humble tax collector standing behind a pillar and saying over and over to himself, "God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am." How do people get right with God? Through repentance? The answer is, as it has always been, in Christ. It's not enough just to feel sorry for yourself or feel bad about what you have done. The real sorrow comes from feeling bad about how you have treated God, and then turn from yourself, your own prejudices, pride, and passion, to the living God, in whom you have now found confidence that he does forgive those who turn to him with faith that he forgives. Repentance without faith in God is just another religious exercise. Repentance with faith in God is turning to him with a real change of mind and heart to receive full in the face what Paul is talking about. In Christ, God. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. There's a God-shaped hole in the middle of your life needing to be filled by God himself. The only way you're going to meet him is in Christ. The only way you come to know him is in Christ. All have sinned, including you, and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of each one of us. But by the grace of God, all are justified freely through faith in Jesus Christ, renewed daily by love that is in Christ, and drawn with hope to the future, which will be fulfilled in Christ. How can we get right with God? A million methods have been suggested and a million books written on each method. Try harder, pray and fast, meditate, hang out with a better crowd of people, find a good holy man and pay him well to pray for you. Don't think about it and maybe it'll go away. Fondle a rock somewhere. How much of all of these schemes, plots, plans, dreams, and fantasies for attaining to God achieved in getting right with him? You can boil them, slice them, dice them, microwave them, or deep fry them. None of them work. This one works. How do you get right with God? Follow Christ. Follow him on the route he took to a cross, and you begin to get the idea. He died for your sins and for the sins of the whole world. Follow him, raised to glory by his Father and given a name above every name, and you begin to get the idea. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us, and has put into us this word of reconciliation. On behalf of Christ, then, I beg of you, as if God were summoning you through us, we ask you in behalf of Christ, be reconciled to him who made him who did not know any sin at all to be sin in our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's in Christ. When it comes to getting right with God, no one takes the place of Jesus Christ. He makes things right. He puts people right with God through the blood of his cross. For the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, God forgives, and for no other reason. Nobody atones, even for his own sin, but Christ atones for the sins of all. Nobody in his right mind ought to think for even one little moment that he can offer his own tainted and tawdry righteousness to earn the favor of the Most High God. But Jesus Christ comes in with his grace and power, planting into the souls of people his word of reconciliation. In Christ, your guilt has become his guilt, and his righteousness becomes your righteousness. The good news of God in Christ is not addressed to whom it may concern. It's addressed to you. Now, believe. By the power of God's Spirit speaking to you through the word of truth that is in Christ, believe in him and be saved through him. If anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come once more. Do you look for a motive which causes God to do all of this, to make things new, and to put people right even with themselves? Look no further. The motive is to be found in Christ. In his love, pure love, without thought of return, unselfish love carried to its very extreme, which shows the lengths to which God will go in order to be reconciled with you. There's enough love in Christ to fill all the billions of God-shaped holes humanity can muster to the brim and beyond. The grand exchange has been orchestrated by the Father himself, making his Son to be sin, that we, such as we are, might be made the righteousness of God in him, always and forever in him. There's nothing wrong with searching for God, but there's something mighty wrong with continually searching and never finding. God wants to be found. He's determined to be found. He wants you to find him, and he's determined that you find him in the one whom he has sent, even Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, be reconciled to God, the one who knew no sin at all in his whole lifetime, God made to be sin for each one of us, that we, such as we are, might stand in with God himself by his grace in the boldness of love, forgiven and forgiving, to hold our heads high without pride in his presence, rejoicing in reconciliation, all of which comes from God himself, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us this ministry of reconciliation. Isn't it something to be invited by the living God to be his own son or daughter in his own family, put right with him through his own son, Jesus Christ? Isn't it something not to be despised and not to be deferred? Come, my friend, come, for all things are now ready. All is yours by the will of God in Christ. Amen.